We're just talking about tolls, and we're talking about a possible date. We're going to try to get to the bottom of that. Governor Ned Lamont just said, though, 2 days ago that he doesn't particularly mind which day the vote is held. I think this quote was like, hurry up, what are you waiting for? Lawmakers in the Lamont administration, they're really scrambling to hold the vote before regular session starts on Wednesday, February 5th, because legislators will become immediately distracted with a wide variety of issues that includes, you know, the state budget and health care and vaping and sports betting and recreational marijuana, among other things. With no final language officially released yet on this transportation bill, we know that, and I don't want to talk, you know, over and over about the same thing, but hammer this into you. But, you know, the bill has been, there is language to this drafted transportation bill. The problem that is that it's only portions of it are being leaked, and not leaked to the rank and file or even the leadership members of the House and Senate Republicans, but to one media outlet. And that media outlet is the Hartford Courant. That's it. And they're only giving them what they want to give them. They're not letting them see the whole bill as of yet, anyways. Of course, I mean, you still have the rest of today that I suppose anything can happen. Now, you say to yourself, before we bring in our next guest, who I know is waiting in the wings, you say to yourself, well, why in the world? Why in the world? You know, it costs about $12,000, I said this just before the break,
yep,
to hold a special session. Where does that cost derive from? It can't all just be electricity or the heat, you know, or the lunches or whatnot. No, there are so many people that work only on session days. The pagers, the runners, the clerks, the staff. They're not there all throughout the session unless the chambers are in. House, Senate, so on and so forth. And when you total all that amount up, it's about approximately, plus or minus $1,000 or $2,000, about $12,000. So if you're the average person, you don't follow politics too much, but you're hearing this and saying, okay, but the session starts the next day. Why? We're not exactly in the best fiscal, you know, condition this state is in. Why would you take on that $12,000? Just have it during the regular session. And as I just mentioned, all these other distractions, all these other bills. It just sounds like it's a rush job. So there are also people who think, well, maybe it won't get called at all. I don't know. You don't call a bill unless you have the votes for it. There's cover for some of those in vulnerable seats. I think we had a caller a little while ago that was saying, well, maybe there'll be some Democrats that will not vote for it. There are some Democrats who will not vote for it in the House and Senate. But when there are so many members of the majority party in each chamber, in each the House and in the Senate, if you're in a vulnerable seat, your leadership knows that. So what they do is they provide cover for you. And in the Senate, it's expected to be 18-18, not because it's a split by political party. No, it's because there are going to be some Democrats who will defect from their party and vote with the Republicans enough to keep it tied. Well, what does that mean? That means that the onus of breaking that tie is on the lieutenant governor who presides over the Senate and only votes when there is a tie. And of course, she will have it on her back of breaking the tie. That's how it is in the Senate. Of course, there's more members of the House. And again, there's enough there to pass it. A bill will never get called, regardless of the issue, the topic, the name of the bill. It'll never get called unless there's votes for it. Okay, our next guest. Oh, we've had him on before. We haven't had him on in a while. I miss this guy. I like him a lot. To discuss this really in further detail as far as when this vote will ever take place is State Representative Joe Pauletta. Joe, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Gary and Brad, and it's an honor.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, too. Thanks for passing on the news to our listeners. I don't know if it's good news, but it's news.
Yeah, so are you hearing the same things that I'm hearing that I just mentioned?
So the latest, at least coming out of our caucus, has been that the Democrats are trying to get a public hearing on this proposal. No one knows what's in the proposal.
Right.
No one knows who's voting for the proposal, but they're trying to get a public hearing because that's the first step in ultimately getting it into the House chamber for a vote. So in order to get a public hearing, you got to have a bill. I still haven't seen a bill. Of course, I've maintained my stance. I'm not voting for any tolls, but you know, at least show us what ideas you have. They haven't even put a proposal out, as you said before.
Yeah.
The only one that seems to have it is the current, and it's bits and pieces.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano on yesterday morning. All right, now, you know, Joe, you know, we both know Len Fasano. I know him personally. He's the Senate Minority Leader. And he himself doesn't even have a copy of this draft, okay? That tells you something about the majority party in charge of the House and Senate right now.
So, Gary, you touched on two topics, and you are 100% right. Number one, it's counting the votes. So, you know, somebody once told me in politics, you have to know how to count. You need 50% plus one. What the leadership is trying to do right now is count and whip up all the votes for tolls and make sure they have enough so they don't call it for a vote and fall flat on their face. There are seats across Connecticut that are vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
and what they're going to try to do is give these Democrats cover, which is a shame. I could think of one seat in particular in Newington where the individual claims that he is a progressive liberal, but he may not be voting for tolls this time around because he knows that that seat is vulnerable. So there's a lot of people that are trying to cover themselves by saying, oh, I'm going to break with my party on this vote. But the bottom line is, every Democrat up there agrees with this proposal. They want the revenue. They're just trying to figure out which ones they can save face and say, hey, vote no. And they're doing it on the taxpayers' back because, like you said, we don't need to have a special session. We can take this up in regular session and debate it 2, 3, 4 days, whatever it takes. We'll go overnight 2 or 3 times if we have to. But we can do that in February or March. We don't need to do it, you know, next week.
So then what do you say about During your intro, I was bringing up some of the reasons that Lamont had mentioned. I think it was, let me check my notes here. That I think it was Lamont that had mentioned that there's already other distractions on a wide variety of issues. Yes, it was Lamont. The state budget, health care, vaping, sports betting, recreational marijuana. That because of and it's the short session with those topics those issues being brought up, that is it true that the lawmakers would be distracted from tolling and he wants everybody's attention strictly focused on transportation and tolling only?
That's outrageous because I'm going to tell you, last session they did a myriad of bills. We did minimum wage. We did FMLA.
Right, but it was the longer session, Joe.
It was a longer session, but we took up so many more bills and we had the time to do the budget and all. So you know what? We have 3 months. We have 90 days. We have more than enough time to take up a tolling bill, a marijuana bill, and a gambling bill. We can do that easily. We don't need to spend the $12,000 or $15,000 to open the building. And again, we're going to be there for. It's not going to be a quick vote. And I think some folks think that we're just going to go in there and say, okay, well, we lost the argument. We're going to vote. No, we're going to filibuster this thing as long as it takes. Because as I've said, and as I'm sure others have said in my caucus, that once you pass this bill on tolls, this opens the door for all tolls. Once they get the trucks
and more tolls.
Once they get the trucks, they're going to get the cars. And here's the other issue. It's terrible for the Waterbury area. We have a toll in the Mixmaster, a toll in Southbury. Almost a third of these tolls are right in the 10-mile radius of Waterbury. And Waterbury's already, you know, we're trying to make a comeback, but it's not fair. It's not fair to us, so it's more of a reason why I won't be supporting, and I hope my colleagues will.
Well, I don't think any of the House or Senate Republicans are going to.
I hope not.
Vote for it, you know, and I'm sure you're well aware of this. That I could understand them wanting to do the Democrats and the governor wanting to do a special session to take up this transportation bill during a special session because by statute you are not required or even obligated to have a public hearing as opposed to the regular session in which you should, although I think you and I both know that that's not necessarily true. 99, maybe 98% of the bills, yes, they do have a public hearing, but there's 1 or 2%. I'm talking about even during the session, whether long or short, there's about 1 or 2% that don't have a bill. They're kind of added on as amendments to other bills or snuck in as a rat in the 1,500-page budget. But I digress for a moment. But the governor has also said this. We want to have a public hearing. Okay, then. If you really are sincere and you want to have a public hearing, then really what is the advantage of trying to get this in before the opening day? So much so, even if it's the day before, you know, if you're going to have a public hearing on it anyhow, then you know what? Do it all during the regular session. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I agree with you. And another reason is when you have the public hearing, and I'm not sure about this one item. If you have a public hearing, I'm not sure if they can have the public hearing during the off session and then take the vote during the regular session. Somebody asked me that yesterday, and I'm still trying to get an answer on it. I'm wondering if you can, you know, maybe have the public hearing next week, get it out of the way, and then he goes in, he gives his state of the state, and then a week later we take a vote in the House. I don't think it's prudent of us to try to have a public hearing and a vote within the next week. We don't have a bill. You know, the public has been, as you know, outraged by this. The numbers are terrible for the Democrats on this. I mean, they're going to lose seats over this. They know it. Their numbers are going to go down. It's just a matter of how many. And the issue becomes now, well, how many of us or how many of them are going to side with us and say no? And I think there is a larger number than we're being told. I think there's a lot of people that are worried about their seats because at the end of the day, you know, that's your bread and butter. You're going up there to work. A lot of people use that as their only salary.
Yeah.
So they don't want to lose that seat and lose those benefits and lose their health insurance and lose their pay over a vote that is very unpopular with the people of Connecticut and the businesses of Connecticut.
That's right. And yeah, and really, that's many thanks to No Toll CT and that movement there because, I mean, they've been saying all along, you vote for tolls, you're out, you know, you're going to lose at the polls. So we're going to hold them to that.
They are targeting those seats, and I think it's fair to say, and I have a lot of friends on the other side of the aisle, but there are a lot of close seats out there, Gary. You know, you ran in a very close election, and, you know, the individual that that took your seat there, you know, claims himself as a progressive, a Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren progressive. That's not that district. So, you know, no. You vote for tolls there, you lose at the polls. And continue to do that across the state. There's 20 or 25 seats of people that have ran and they only won by a percentage point. And those folks are coming out to vote again this year. Remember, it's a big turnout. It's a presidential year.
Right.
So they're going to be looking at who voted which way. And I think that's the problem right now with the majority. They can't whip enough votes to get this thing passed.
Well, so many people during the campaign trail, they make promises and they say things just to get the vote, just to get elected. And then once they take office, you know, it's okay. You can't be a progressive. You can't be an extreme really in any party in my district. We are so moderate, middle of the road in my district anyhow.
And Barry, whatever happened to the property tax pledge? You know, there was a great article, and I posted it up on my Facebook page. Every Democrat, including the gentleman that was running against me, he got up on the stage and he said, we are going to fix this problem. The most erroneous tax is property tax. And Governor Lamont, and, you know, if he's elected, he has promised that the Democrats are going to fix this problem. Guess what? Here we are almost a year and a half later, and we haven't seen anything in terms of property tax relief for the seniors, for business owners, and for residents, for the middle class across Connecticut. Zero. There has been nothing done with property taxes. So remember, that is a broken promise. They like
we talked about that yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And they never
right.
come through with them.
Yeah, he said, Lamont said, that's one another campaign promise that he didn't keep. We talked about it on the air yesterday. All right, so I'm going to give you the last, 30 seconds here. Your prediction, special session for tolls, even if it's the day before opening day of the regular session, we're just, you know, or not. We're just, speculating.
No.
I'm saying no.
I'm saying no.
Okay. All right. There you have it.
Don't hold me to it.
No, I know. We're just playing here. Nobody. Republicans are left out of the loop, you know? I mean, what am I going to say? I even think some of the Democrats are the moderates, you know, the ones they're trying to get rid of and be primaried by the far left.
Right.
Don't even know.
Hey, there's the woman that's the head of the Progressive Caucus there is getting primaried. What's her name? Ann Hughes. She has a primary in her district from a moderate.
Yeah. Well, that's Josh Elliott is getting people against his own people. So, hey, listen, thanks so much. We got to have you back on more often, Joe. You're awesome. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk
anytime.
To you soon.
Thank you, Gary. Bye-bye.